Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, it's our first in our series of the Franchise Family Reunion. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Northeast Color, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers, Pollinate is an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company based in the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers, boost sales, and boost frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everyone will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. All right, folks, this is a real treat for everyone in our franchise family. Today is the first of our Franchise Family Reunion series, and I thought, what better way to get together with some friends who maybe we haven't seen for a while due to the pandemic? And I thought, let's get together, Sally, Allison, Anna, and Andrea, commonly known in the franchise circles as the Golden Girls. Ladies, how are you today?
We're good.
I'm so glad you could all get together and almost on time. So before we get into what each of you is up to and how you guys are doing in this long stretch of no travel and no fun franchise events. Tell me first, people call you guys the Golden Girls, and I want to know the story behind that. But of all of you, which one of you is Dorothy?
Oh, God. Why do you ask that?
I'm going to guess, Anna, that means you're Dorothy, right?
Only, yes, maybe. Okay.
That kind of makes you, the leader of the crew, I think. Who would be my favorite character, Rose? Who would that be?
That'd be me.
Andrea is Rose.
Yeah, okay. And if you've ever heard Anna and I together, we either sound like Dorothy and Rose. And being that I'm Canadian, you know, I tend to get the brunt of all the small town jokes. Or people think that we sound like an old 95-year-old married couple bickering.
Awesome. And then Sophia, which one of you is Sophia?
That would be me, Allie.
Allie.
Definitely the one to wrangle the girls together. They tend to unicorn and swirl out all over the place, so I have to bring them back into reality. As you can see, two of the four were late today, which is not surprising. The good thing is that we all are very patient with each other, and that's just how the Golden Girls operate. We're there for each other.
I love that.
I think Allie's just the most unfiltered and feisty.
She carries a big purse with her everywhere.
I have to guess what I'm thinking, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
that's a good trait.
Now that leaves Blanche and Sally. I don't know if I want to touch that.
I got stuck with Blanche. I don't know why.
Okay.
Mark was asking me the other day and he was like, so which one of the Golden Girls are you? And I'm like, guess. And he goes, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to touch it with 10-foot pole.
No, because you're the free spirit, generous of soul. Blanche is the one, she had the house. She brought everyone together into her home. I don't know.
That's a very Rose answer right there, Andrea. So
isn't that awesome? Perfect. I let her answer for me because she's got the best answer.
I like what you were saying, Allie, about how you guys are very patient with each other. And I think that's kind of the key to these sort of long-term friendships, right? Is patience. And especially in times like now when you're not really together having fun or, you know, doing business or traveling or anything like that. It's, you know, we're going a long time here without getting together with your friends.
That's true. We're definitely
a bit brutal.
Golden Girls withdrawals, that's for sure. We've been trying to plan how we can get together, but our Canadian Rose can't get out of the border. So it's been tough.
Yeah, that could be a while. When was the last time all four of you or any of you were together this year in 2020?
It was IFA.
Was it? Yeah.
The four of us was IFA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allie and I saw each other at Unconference.
In March.
March.
Yeah, and we had, I think, four canceled trips in between then.
Yeah.
That we tried to make up.
Lots of rebooked airline fares this year so far. So, well, I hope you guys are all together sometime in the next 6 months. Fingers crossed, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But who wants to give me the story of how the Golden Girls name came about with all of you?
You go, Allie. You're the one that's raising your eyebrows. I'm not even sure for sure. I just know all of a sudden it became.
I don't know that I have a great answer to the story other than we kind of just adopted it.
Oh, it was a trip to Napa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we saw, didn't we see an episode of it?
Maybe, yeah. We were like up late.
Right? Yeah, that's
we
weird.
Had a little bit of wine, you know.
No.
Up late in Napa.
We all took a trip to Napa together a year ago, August, just because we wanted to get outside of the franchise events and just spend time together because we love to be together. And we had so much fun. We didn't want it to end. And so I think coming out of that, we literally named ourselves the Golden Girls. And all of us have a little bit of each of them in us. But I think that, you know, the trip was really where we stapled it. And that was when we all went to Napa.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about how each of you are faring here in early November of 2020. Sally, I'm going to start with you. How are things with you? I know you and I have chatted a few times over some franchise tailgate business and some stuff like that. But tell us what you're up to these days, what you're working on, and how things are there in Southern California.
Well, Jesus, a lot. I feel like I was going to have some downtime here in the last couple of months, and that has not happened. So I decided to do the franchise tailgate thing. And you know, it's a lot more work than you think it is. I had no idea planning these events that are tailgates. They're like super casual, right? It's a lot of work. So my hat is off to everybody that does the event planning, anything like IFA and franchise update and springboard, all of that stuff. Hold on. You know, I'm glad you have a team because it's a lot. But I've been really busy, just home, kids, Consumer Fusion's doing awesome. And I've been focusing on the tailgates because I want to get people together. I mean, all the virtual stuff is wonderful. And, you know, I like it because I get to at least see somebody. All the virtual events, great content and all that, but we've had a lot of content. So I'm focusing on getting people together in small groups. And first of all, reunioning. And then second of all, talk business, talk how it's been the last couple of months and do all the things we would normally do, you know, at a bar.
Yeah. Nice to get out and have some adult conversations and talk a little shop, right? In person, mm-hmm. not over Zoom. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Consumer Fusion is going well, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're going well. They really hunkered down during the pandemic and helped a lot of the clients. So, I mean, I'm kind of partial because they're my client, but they really went after their clients and said, okay, how can we help them the most? Mm-hmm. What can we do to alleviate? Because they're going through stuff too. Instead of, you know, people that needed help financially or whatever other way, they kind of helped them out. And it was really nice. So,
and speaking of franchise people needing advice and help financially, Allie, I'm guessing you've been pretty busy over the past few months with all of the changes and everything going on in the world of funding, right?
Definitely. Yes, we have Guidant Financial. You know, our mission is to help people succeed in small business, and we're a small business ourselves. We've got 120 employees that David and Jeremy are responsible for. And, you know, my hats are off to them because they really did a great thing right when the pandemic hit and just kind of adopted this, you know, one tribe attitude. And we've all been there, hands on deck, helping in different areas and really trying to work through not only the changes with SBA and how difficult that got with regards to the PPP loans and everybody being so inundated, but just really trying to help candidates decide when and why. There's a lot of fear out there, you know, with the election and with COVID, obviously. And so removing that fear is our biggest obstacle, but also just helping support all the partners that we do and ensuring that we'll be there for them, you know, when COVID is finally gone and we're moving on with life. So Guidant's done a great job. We are very busy. I'm looking forward to COVID being behind us. I'm kind of a a cavalier COVID thinker. It hasn't really slowed me down much, which, you know, some people will probably shame me for, but it's just how I live my life. I don't live in fear, and our company doesn't either.
Excellent. Love to hear that. And I'm guessing most of the folks on this call right now probably feel the same way. I don't see a lot of you climbing into your shell too much. But how are things? You're in Seattle, right?
Correct.
How are things there? How's the family? Any fun updates there?
Yep. Seattle is its own city, which I'm glad I'm removed from because it's had its challenges with regards to the rioting and protesting, but I'm about a half an hour outside of Seattle. Family's doing good. I've got a 17-year-old who is very invested in basketball. And so she's been traveling all over the country. We go to Arizona as much as we can with her. My middle one is a boy who is just starting back with his sports as well. So that's been great to see. We spent a lot of our summer over in our house in Eastern Washington on the Columbia River. So he got to do a lot of surfing and wakeboarding and all that. And then I have a 6-year-old girl who we are adapting to homeschooling, which has been interesting. You know, kindergarten can't understand why the screen is not letting her into her Zoom because she can't read yet. So that's been a great so we've brought in a tutor to help. Yeah, it's been a challenge. 3 kids homeschooling. So we're praying that we open up soon, but everybody's doing good and staying healthy.
Good. Glad to hear it. Thank you for that. And Andrea, how are things north of the border?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting what Ali is saying. I've really observed 2 really different camps in terms of how people are feeling about COVID. And where I am in Vancouver, you know, I think we are perhaps in a slightly different situation in terms of our rates of, you know, this spread. But people are very nervous for sure here. I think what I've realized is that I look at this pandemic as what can we control and what we can't. And what I do know is that it's here right now, and I don't know how long it'll be here. So I would just assume that this is our new normal for now. And so how are we going to adapt to that? And so I think for the most part, you know, our businesses are all back up and running now. And we've navigated fairly well. A significant part of what we sell is product, and people are obviously very conscious of skincare during their sort of Zoom engagement. So that's been positive for us, and we're getting, you know, a lot more back to normal in terms of our revenue levels now that we're getting our shops reopened. But definitely there's still you know, a lot of sensitivities, and how we market our business has to be different because there's just a lot that you can say or do unintentionally that could create, you know, a message that you don't intend. And so we've had to be careful about that. But I think our franchisees have just really had to dig in and think differently about their business. And what I like about anything that is challenging is it really forces you to think so carefully about what you can do better. And so I think for us, we're just in the process of doing our 2021 strat planning and maybe doing a few sort of slightly different versions of what we do in terms of improving the business. I think we did just sell a 3-pack for Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm really excited about that. And I think that really speaks to the optimism that's also out there and the opportunity that people are seeing in terms of real estate and where some markets are actually faring quite well. So that's positive. I also think that, you know, it's been a challenge. I have 4 kids and you know, I'm a single mom when I've got my kids. So it's homeschooling. I certainly had help with it. Thank goodness, because I, first of all, couldn't translate the teacher instructions. And also just, you know, different grades was mind-boggling. And I concur with Ali. I mean, my, at the time, 6-year-old trying to get on a Zoom call and, you know, not laugh at his friend in the corner was just, it's hard not to laugh myself. But I'm actually now at the stage where they're getting back into their sports, like soccer and hockey. And I'm realizing just how much I love watching them play and how for the kids that are out there playing their sports, like they have no consideration about like the state of the world, right?
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
out there and they run and they play. And I've just loved that. But the isolation I think is hard. I mean, it's great to see all your faces. I go to Ann Arbor at least once a month in a typical world because I'm partnered with Fran, with like Anna, and I really value that time working with my partners. And so I've missed that. But we're all in that same boat. So you don't necessarily feel like you're at a disadvantage. It's just that that collaboration and those great ideas that come from sitting next to someone, I think that's hard, but I'm just really looking forward to when we can see each other in person because it's my kitchen table's getting really boring.
When the kids are back on the soccer field or the, you know, the basketball court or wherever they're at, I can't think of anything healthier, right? Mm-hmm. Not just for the kids, but for the parents too. For that 60 minutes or whatever time frame, there's no pandemic, there's no, you know, riots, there's no election happening for that 60 minutes. It's just about soccer. And sometimes it just needs to be about the game. So
but that 60 minute and what you just said there with time, I mean, I think that's the shift is I don't think people are thinking too far ahead anymore. I know I'm not. I'm actually thinking about, okay, how about today? How about next week? How about for the rest of the year? If I can do this by then. And that's kind of where I've gotten to be able to kind of get through. And I don't know if other people feel that way, but that's felt a lot easier for me than worrying too much too far down the path. But I will say my dog has never been happier to have everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right about the not thinking too far in advance. You know, I keep looking at the calendar and usually in October, by November 1st is when I have every event that I'm going to next year mapped out, hotels booked, right? Yeah. Sponsorships paid, whatever. We like to do that really, really early. I'm not doing any of that until 2 weeks before because, you know, why? Block it off on your calendar if you want, but everything is just going to change at some point again. And it's probably always been that way. We just realize it now, I think. So, and one last thing, Andrea, congratulations on a 3-pack in Nashville. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yay.
I've been telling any of the brands I work with, if someone starts a business during a pandemic, 4 years from now, that's going to be your top franchisee. Right. Because that is somebody who is on it. Right. So,
yeah.
So congratulations there. We'll be back in just a moment with the second half of our franchise family reunion with the Golden Girls of Franchising. Right after this word from our newest sponsor on Social Geek, it's NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales to their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market, every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertive believes that if you don't localize, you lose, and there's no better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertive average around 20% more sales than franchisees who don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more right now at NetCertive.com. Anna, tell us what is going on in your world.
So Lash Lounge is our business, and we have weathered the storm actually pretty well, all things considered. So closed down, for a few months and then reopened. We still have a few locations in California that we're waiting to reopen, as is most, I think, businesses. And but for the most part, everybody has come back very strong. The beauty of what's going on right now is that everybody is wearing masks and the only thing sticking out is their eyes, which we adorn with lashes. So it's kind of, you know, proven out to be a great little situation for us. So lashes are doing well, the business, but you know, I've been just like these ladies, been home working since February or March. And just also my husband has a job and he gets to go to work. So for a long time, I was also a stay-at-home mom, just like them, helping the kids through the school. And for some reason, I lost my damn mind and thought, sorry, I don't know if we can cuss on this. So,
absolutely.
you know what? We're home. We should get two puppies. We've been thinking about it. Why not? I'm here. So now I have kids. I have puppies that are pooping everywhere. I've got, you know, my own work and I still own three lash lounge salons. Like, so I am a franchisee too. Anyway, so for the most part, I live in my pajamas, which means I look like this is the one day a week that I showered. So you're welcome. And it is, I will say, at first it was a little bit of an adjustment, you know, having to learn how to roll out of my bedroom and into my work office in the living room or wherever. And especially when you have, you know, kids at home that all need a workspace too, you find yourself working on the couch or in your bed or wherever you can find a little spot to sit. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. And now it's kind of nice. I'm, you know, I think it will be an adjustment when we go back to work, but
yeah.
I am jonesing to see my girls and, you know, just trying to get out and feel like you have a normal life, of course, you know? And I think, so one of the funny things this just happened like 2 days ago, we had, through our partnership, Franworth, which Andrea mentioned, we had some sort of a PR, you know, questionnaire that came in and I was so stuck on one of the questions. So I asked one of my littlest one, who's 9 years old and in fourth grade. And it was, you know, what is it about your work that's disruptive? I said, well, what do you think it is? Like, just give me something. I just need, cause that's the thing that you do miss working in an office and being able to collab is just, you know, someone give me an idea. I'm just like, you know, so here I am collabing with my 9-year-old and she says, well, mom, you've been very disruptive when I've been on my Zoom calls. You're really loud, you know, for school. Like, this isn't working. Never mind. So other than that, you know, I'm a social person. And I think what I really miss about, you know, being able to get out and all the franchise events that we got to go to was really being able to have that, you know, that network connection that we could have. Now all we're doing is business, you know, at home, online, all the time. So I'm looking forward to just seeing everyone. And I feel like for probably all of us that our franchise family is kind of our family and our best friends and, you know, they get what we do. So those are the people that I probably miss the most, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be a lack of new friends, right? Because you're not going to events and building new relationships. So, you know, you guys are kind of stuck with each other, right? You have to rely on the relationships you've built over the past several years, because the new ones may not be coming around anytime in the near future. So it's cool that you guys have this network. Have you been jumping on Zoom together, the four of you, and you know, raising a glass or anything like that recently?
Not recently. I think like everyone, we did the happy hour for the first 2 months and then that sort of went by the wayside quickly.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. We need to get back on it.
Mm-hmm. Holidays are coming. I'm just saying that would be a perfect time to start. So
we all get a reason. We need no excuse to drink.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think the happy hours kind of subsided because we were all drinking too much.
Right.
At like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. Well, I guess what else? That's not that different than a conference, but you know.
Yeah. Right.
At home, I don't know for you guys, but I mean, being a, you know, we're all moms and a couple of us are single moms, being a single mom at home, homeschooling, right? You got your homeschooling, you got work life, you got relationship life, whether you're married, husband, boyfriend, whatever, right? Kids, you've got all this list of things that never stop and they always, always, always interact. They're always going at the same time, right? For me, going to a conference, I could actually get away, shut down and focus on one of those things, which was my franchise family, and be able to talk to them and communicate in a way that, I don't know, for me, I can't talk to my friends at home about the same things I could talk to any of the girls on this call or a lot of the other franchise family, because you have to spend half your time explaining what things are first, right? And then to even be able to get to, hey, I need that brainstorm. Just, I need a 5-second call. Like, hey, I'm having trouble with what this X, Y, Z. And somebody jumps in and is like, have you ever thought about it this way? And like, you know, I miss that a ton. I think that's what I miss the most.
Yeah. The collaboration, creative. I think is, mm-hmm. is definitely, a problem for most people, especially because I think at first we were jumping on these calls and collaborating with friends more. And now there's just such an exhaustion of Zoom calls and things like that, where it's mm-hmm. like, I've had a few calls recently with some friends that I'm just like, oh, thank God you just called me and I don't have to turn my laptop on. Right. Like that's like a treat now to just have a phone call with a friend. So, mm-hmm. So I want to thank you guys for jumping on here and just kind of giving everybody an update on how you're doing. It sounds like everybody's pushing through and we're going to get to the other side one of these days. Before we go, does anybody have anything else you're working on or anything fun to share that you wanted to share with the franchise family?
Oh, you want to talk about your tailgate?
In November, we've got Dallas coming up. We'll be at the Virgin Hotel, which again, fun, trendy spot. Can't wait to see everybody. Yay. Most of the girls on this call will be there. Fans one, sorry. And then we are planning our last location, which is going to be December 9th. And the city options are Las Vegas, Denver, Tampa, Atlanta, and who am I missing? Nashville. So I don't know. I'll be in one of those cities coming up soon.
All right. I'll put my vote in for Nashville right now. It's been too long since I've gone to Nashville. So, all right. Excellent. Thank you for that. And Sally, we're going to share the links to the franchise tailgate. So everybody can find that as well. So thanks everybody for being here. And I can't wait to see you someday in person at one of these events. And until then, everybody, please stay safe.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Join us again next Friday for another edition of the Franchise Family Reunion on Social Geek Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.